take place now. There may be some temporary inconvenience, but that should hardly stand in the way of the ultimate good.
Ah, whispered Crowley to Aziraphale, what he means is we have to destroy the world in order to save it.
As to what it stands in the way of, that has yet to be decided, buzzed Beelzebub. But it must be decided now, boy. That is thy destiny. It is written.
Adam took a deep breath. The human watchers held theirs. Crowley and Aziraphale had forgotten to breathe some time ago.
I just don't see why everyone and everything has to be burned up and everything, Adam said. Millions of fish and whales and trees and sheep and stuff, and not even for anything important, just to see who's got the best gang. It's like us and the Johnsonites. But even if you win, you can't really beat the other side because you don't really want to. I mean, not for good. You'll just start all over again. You'll just keep on sending people like these two, he pointed to Crowley and Aziraphale, to mess people around. It's hard enough being people as it is, without other people coming and messing you around.
Crowley turned to Aziraphale.
Johnsonites, he whispered.
The angel shrugged. Early breakaway sect, I think, he said. Sort of Gnostics, like the Ophites. His forehead wrinkled.
Or were they the Sethites?
No, I'm thinking of the Colridians. Oh dear, I'm sorry, there were hundreds of them. It's so hard to keep track.
People being messed around, murmured Crowley.
It doesn't matter, snapped the Metatron. The whole point of the creation of the Earth and good and evil.
I don't see what's so terrific about creating people as people and then getting upset because they act like people, said Adam severely. Anyway, if you stop telling people it's all sorted out after they're dead, they might try sorting it all out while they're alive. If I was in charge, I'd try making people live a lot longer, like old Methuselah. It'd be a lot more interesting, and they might start thinking about the sort of things they're doing to all the environment and ecology, because they'll still be around in 100 years' time.
Ah, said Beelzebub, and he actually began to smile. You wish to rule the world. That's more like thy father.
I thought about all that, and I don't want to, said Adam, half turning and nodding encouragingly at the them. I mean, there's some stuff could do with altering. But then I expect people would keep coming up to me and getting me to sort everything out the whole time and get rid of all the rubbish and make more trees for them. And where's the good in all that? It's like having to tidy up people's bedrooms for them.
You never tidy up even your bedroom, said Pepper behind him.
I never said anything about my bedroom, said Adam, referring to a room whose carpet had been lost to view for several years. It's general bedrooms, I mean. I didn't mean my personal bedroom. It's an analogy. That's just what I'm saying.
Beelzebub and the Metatron looked at one another.
Anyway, said Adam, it's bad enough having to think of things for Pepper and Wensley and Brian to do all the time so they don't get bored. So I don't want any more world than I've got. Thank you all the same.
The Metatron's face began to take on the look familiar to all those subjected to Adam's idiosyncratic line of reasoning.
You can't refuse to be who you are, it said eventually. Listen, your birth and destiny are part of the great plan. Things have to happen like this. All the choices have been made. Rebellion is a fine thing, said Beelzebub, but some things are beyond rebellion. You must understand.
I'm not rebelling against anything, said Adam, in a reasonable tone of voice. I'm pointing out things. Seems to me you can't blame people for pointing out things. Seems to me it'd be a lot better not to start fighting and just see what people do. If you stop messing them about, they might start thinking properly, and they might stop messing the world around. I'm not saying they would, he added conscientiously, but they might.
This makes no sense, said the Metatron. You can't run counter to the great plan. You must think. It's in your genes. Think.
Adam hesitated. The dark undercurrent was always ready to flow back, its reedy whisper saying yes. That was it. That was what it was all about. You have to follow the plan because you were part of it. It had been a long day. He was tired. Saving the world took it out of an 11-year-old body. Crowley stuck his head in his hands.
For a moment there, just for a moment, I thought we had a chance, he said. He had them worried. Oh, well, it was nice while...
He was aware that Aziraphale had stood up.
Excuse me, said the angel. The trio looked at him. This great plan, he said. This would be the ineffable plan, would it?
There was a moment's silence.
It's the great plan.